are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner takes us to Scotland today with this historical sketch of the stone-built Neolithic settlement, Skara Brae.
Located about 8 miles north of the northern tip of Scotland and 60 degrees north of the equator are the Orkney Islands. The largest of them is Great Island. It is a windswept, rocky, hilly place with few trees and vast meadows and a few small villages. Located there is a United Nations World Heritage Site. In the summer of 1850, a wild storm stripped the grass from a seaside dune known as Skara Brae on the Bay of Scale. An immense midden or refuse heap was uncovered. With it were the underground ruins of ancient dwellings. What came to light after that storm proved to be the best-preserved Neolithic village in northern Europe. This village was inhabited before the Egyptians built their pyramids. Carbon-14 dating shows occupation at the site to be at least 5,100 years old, making it many centuries older than the more famous Stonehenge. Archaeologists believe that perhaps one half of the site is still uncovered and on private land lying under a sheep pasture. But it is not only its age that makes Skara Brae so remarkable. Its great significance is the degree to which the site has been preserved. The structures of this semi-subterranean village are almost intact, minus their wood and turf roofs. Nowhere else in northern Europe are we able to see such rich evidence of our remote ancestors and how they lived. These Neolithic people lived in dome-shaped houses, some with many rooms. The walls are incised into the earth about 10 feet. The houses are connected through tunnels. It is difficult for the visitor not to imagine that these people were like J.R.R. Tolkien's hobbits. Their furniture and doors were made of flagstone, which was plentiful on the island. You can see their beds, tables, cabinets, and even inset shelves that strongly resemble bookshelves. Each house has a central hearth, which vented through a port at the top of the roof. The wind would have drawn the smoke upward, like a modern chimney today. Archaeologists who have worked on this site extensively believe that there was a central pole made of a whale rib. We know that they were farmers from seeds and grain residue found in some of the buildings. They were also fishermen. Their middens, or trash piles, tell us much about how they lived and what they ate from animal bones that remain. They do not appear to have been warriors. No spears, clubs, or projectile points have been found. They were artistic, making beautiful objects of stone and bones. Their artifacts resemble those of the Inuit people from Alaska and Canada. Archaeologists believe that between 50 and 100 people lived at Skara Brae at any one time. At some point, the inhabitants abandoned the site. It was not burned, and there is no evidence of destruction. So, one might ask, what happened to them? A few short miles away are other sites. These are larger, containing stone rings like Stonehenge. There is a great mound tomb with an entrance that is lit by sunlight only on the summer solstice. These sites required many people to build. It is believed that Skara Brae and perhaps other smaller sites were abandoned when the villagers combined with the others to create these larger complexes. The people of Skara Brae left no examples of writing and no icons of religion. They were sophisticated in their interpretation of the calendar and of the seasons. Like all other Neolithic people, they remain an enigma. Whether we will know more about them remains to be discovered, but one thing is for certain, their history matters.